Unit 5. City Life. Reading B. Rio Reborn. Around the world, Rio de Janeiro is famous for its beautiful beaches and carnival celebration. But the city is also known for its poor areas, known as favelas. For years, many favelas had high poverty and crime rates. However, things are starting to change. In the past, many favelas received very little government assistance. Neighborhood residents had to build their own streets and homes. Gangs were also common, and so were guns. However, a new government plan is starting to change this. The city is sending thousands of police officers into favelas with the goal of driving out the gangs. In some favelas, the plan is already working. Crime is down, and unlike in the past, children are playing in the streets again. New apartment buildings are being built, and the city is providing more services. In 20 years, says police officer Leonardo Nogueira, the children who live here now will be different people. Police influence is changing the favelas, but something else is too. Today, more Brazilians are moving into these neighborhoods because housing is expensive in other parts of Rio. Favelas are a place for young doctors without much money to get started and young architects to start working, explained Simone Miranda, a Rio tour guide. In the past, favela residents felt different, separate from the rest of Rio. But now, says Miranda, they feel part of the society of Brazil. Life is improving in the favelas, but there are still challenges. In some areas, poverty rates are still high. As students, families, and foreigners move into the favelas, property costs skyrocket. In some places, housing has more than doubled in price. Despite this, favela residents are hopeful. If Rio can develop these favelas for all residents, both poor and middle class, the city could become a model for other cities with similar problems.